Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Lay your hands upon us. Speak to us by your power. By the time we go away from here, we want your mark, your power, your anointing, your breakthrough, your mightiness, your strength, your glory to be upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Minister life unto us. In Jesus' name we pray. Please let's have a seat.
Take
our Bibles. This morning our prayers and our message shall be concentrated on what we call mount up. Mount up. And very quickly I begin to read from the book of Deuteronomy and the book of Isaiah. Well, let's read Deuteronomy 1 first. Chapter 32, verse 11. Deuteronomy 32, verse 11. Mount up. As an eagle stirreth up a nest, fluttereth over a young, spreadeth above our wings, taketh them, beareth them on our wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. God is comparing something to an eagle there. In Isaiah chapter 40 now, from verse 28. Isaiah chapter 40. From verse 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, increase strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Let's all read verse 31 together. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And you shall walk and not walk. Now let me read it to you this way. First of all, read my own. And you can read your own. But I will wait upon the Lord, and he shall renew my strength. I shall mount up with wings as eagles. I shall run and not be weary. I shall walk and not faint. Now make it personal like that. Amen.
Amen.
We see two key words here in the verse 31.
We see
the waiting upon the Lord, and we see the eagle mount up with wings as eagles, waiting an eagle.
What does it mean to wait? Upon a person. It's like you go to a restaurant to eat.
And
somebody comes to see you.
Say,
what would you like to eat, sir?
Say,
I want pounded yam. And bush meat. Okay, sir. You want to drink anything? I want water. Say, okay. And the person goes away to fetch what you want. Meanwhile, you are sitting down. So that kind of person is waiting on you to supply things to you. So when you say, they that wait upon the Lord, those who sit and quietly expecting from him, those who are waiting upon him as somebody is waiting on somebody in a restaurant, waiting for somebody to give you a present, something like that, they wait upon the Lord.
Yes?
They are expectant, they are looking for him and they are hoping in him. It is those people that the Bible says they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. For us to properly understand this, let's look at a little bit about the eagle. It says, mount up with wings as eagles. That is those who wait upon the Lord. So God expects every child of his to be a candidate of the mountaintop and to mount up. God does not expect us to be valid candidates. So every true child of God should be an eagle Christian. Somebody who mounts up. That's why we say that we bind every spirit of the tail. God does not expect his children to be in the tail region. He expects them to mount up. God is saying we should have wings to fly to the throne of God. We should have wings too to fly over mountains. For an eagle, a mountain is not a problem. He just flies over it. For an eagle, rivers, storms, clouds, rain, there are no problems for the eagle. So this is why the Lord is using an eagle as an example of what we ought to be. If you know a little bit about the eagle, you know that the bird lives for very long. The average lifespan of an eagle is about 120 years. One of the longest among birds. Amen. Aha. A prayer warrior who is praying cannot die young. When you do that, you mount up just like an eagle. That's the first thing you notice about the eagle. The long age, it grows old. Another thing you will notice about the eagle is the unusual strength. The bird itself is about 4 kilograms in weight, but it can carry a prey on its wings or all the thing of the weight of 20 kilograms. I'm sure you know what the weight of 20 kilograms is. Those of you who travel, they give you an allowance of 20 kilograms to carry in the aircraft. You know how much weight you need to carry into that thing. So a 4 kilogram eagle, just carry that one easily. You notice that about the eagle. So when God is saying you will mount up with wings as eagles, that's what is called comparing us to. What we are saying is this: the size, your size, has starting to do what God wants to do with your life. Your faith does not have to be the size of your problem. Another thing you notice about the eagle, when eagles are hungry, they don't cry like other birds. who cry about. You don't give your fowl or hen corn now. You will know easily that something is wrong. But not the eagle. That's why I say you mount up with wings as eagle. So a believer who is mounting up with wings like eagle will not be the one who will come to church, cannot participate in the praise worship, not happy with what is going on. The person will not be able to mount up. Another thing you notice about the eagle, the eagle is about one of the few birds, or probably the only one, that can go 30,000 feet above sea level. That is, the eagle travels where the aircraft goes up there and begins to fly there. So when you mount up with wings like eagle, God expects your prayer life and everything you do to be like that.
It's
what you notice about the eagle. Another thing about the eagle you should notice. When an enemy is pursuing the eagle, and the eagle says that this one is a very stubborn enemy, the eagle heads towards the sun. Straight towards the sun. Not many birds can look at the sun straight. But the eagle can. And as the eagle keeps flying away, whatever is pursuing the eagle runs back. So when you two mount up with wings like eagle, and your prayer flies to the azure above, whatever is pursuing that child of God, we just have to scatter. Amen. So you see, when the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, he's saying they have to be high flyers like the eagle. They have to fly very fast like the eagle. They mount up like eagles. And you know, the eagles to have very sharp sight. 8 times sharper than our normal eyes. Your spiritual eyes would be sharp. The eagle lives very far above. It will select the highest branch on the tallest tree, on the highest mountain, and live there and build their nest there. So over there, nobody will go and harass the eagle. You ask the hunters, they will tell you how difficult it is to kill an eagle. Praise the Lord. But one very interesting thing about the eagle is the training school of the eagle. She trains her children to fly. Takes them up very high heights, throw them down. When they almost crash to the ground, he flies to carry them again until those little eaglets begin to fly. Amen. The eagle builds a very nice nest and puts his children there and feeds them with the best food. The eagle does not feed on rubbish. Then one day the eagle comes and destroys the nest. Trust all the children. The children in fear will try to fly. When some of them see that they are almost going to land on the ground, they start to fly. What are we trying to say? When God is saying, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. We will first of all become the eagle Christians. Then we mount up. I want to ask my first question. How many of us would like the Lord to use us? I mean seriously now, not those who just want to warm benches. So. I want the Lord to use me. Amen. Let them shout to Jericho style, hallelujah. Then if that is the situation, he will destroy your nest. That nest that you have built for yourself, he will destroy. Just like the eagle destroys the nest of the children. God is more interested in our spiritual revival than in our comfort. God will have to destroy the comfort of many first. So as to get at them. A lot of people come complaining. I don't know why things are going like this. Things were not like this before. But the Lord said that the way you were living your life, he will not be able to get across to you. So sometimes all he does is to withdraw the nest. So you can see the reality and become serious. I know a young man who used to be very serious and zealous for the Lord. He comes to the church before everybody. He sweeps the floor, cleans the benches. When he finishes with that, and then runs to the front door and starts his work as an usher. Then God began to bless him. Within a year, he bought 5 cars. It was when this brother bought cars that he started coming late to the service. So one day, somebody called him and said, "Bro, you were serious before. What is the matter now? You don't mind them. You are a foolish driver." But why you were entering Molu to come to this place? You used to be punctual. He said, "Well, then, what, I will sack that one and employ another one." As if that was the solution. Then the Almighty began to deal with him now. He knew that for that brother to make heaven and for him to be serious, he had to remove the nest. And one by one, the car started to go. One by one. One by one. And all 5 cars were gone. And the brother became serious again. But God does not like treating people like that. But sometimes he has no option. And if that is what God, why God is working on you, and you are doing deliverance, you are wasting time. What he wants from you is to comply with the divine handwriting for your life. Are you not read the immortal words of Paul in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 36? I'm telling you the conditions for mounting up now. With wings as eagles. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 36. Look at these people. These are fellow human beings who are going to the same heaven, not a different one. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 36. And others had a trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. Cruel mockings. Wicked mockings and scourgings. Yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. Did you hear that one? They put them on wood. And use this thing they used to saw wood. They saw them asunder. They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. And listen to this. Of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains, in dens, and in caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained good report of faith, yet received not the promise. Without even seeing the kind of thing we are seeing, they agreed for all those things to happen. They were looking for a better country. The nest had to be destroyed and removed. Amen. So God destroys our nest. If that is what will not make you to learn to fly, destroys the nest. If that is what will keep you away from flying, destroys the nest. If that is what is going to prevent you away from mounting up. But the day that God leaves you alone to yourself, when you can go your way, then the person knows that he's finished. So think about it, beloved. When God to use you, He will destroy darkness that you have built for yourself. Some put themselves on imaginary thrones. God has to destroy that throne to get at you. I remember the story of Paul. They were about to enter the ship. He told them, brethren, I perceive at this journey will be very dangerous for us. And if we lose our luggages, they ask him to shut up. Prisoner, ask you to talk. No problem. They entered the ship, they were going. Paul was not talking again. That's exactly how the Holy Spirit approached him. As one, thou shalt not do so, so and so thing. Don't do this work. Don't say that one. But he went ahead and said it anyway. He did it anyway. So the Holy Spirit now keeps quiet. So I kept quiet. I was looking at them. Then trouble started. The Bible says the storms and the trouble on the sea was so much for 2 weeks. They didn't see sun. At that level, they were genuinely afraid. They started to throw their luggage into the sea. The first prophecy of Paul had come to pass. They threw their luggage into the sea. Seeing there was no rest, and the ship was being tossed here and there, they lost the course of the journey. At that level, they stopped eating because they were expecting death. And you know somebody like Paul now? He's an expert at doing dry fast. It didn't bother him. It's day. Eat lunch, breakfast, dinner, everything. Mr. Paul, when it is available, most time it's not available. Does he eat? So he was used to it. He was enjoying himself while they were all in trouble. But after 2 weeks, and he saw that they had received enough punishment, he said, sir, do you remember what I told you? When you went to enter this, when you wanted to enter this ship, say, however, so none of you shall die. So, but I persuade you, eat food. So Paul, the prisoner, broke food, prayed, and started to eat. Then they too said, we shall eat. But he warned them, none of you shall die, but remain in this ship. You leave the ship, you die. So because the angel of God whom I serve stood by me this night and said, Saul, I've given every soul here to you. Amen. Aha. God got them to the shore, but he smashed that ship on which they were traveling. God will have to do that to so many of us that we can become spiritually useful in his hand. I want to serve the Lord. I want to serve the Lord. I want God to use me. I want God to break me down and mold me. Now when God comes with his hammer, I choose you and everything, the same person that begins to scream, yeah, leave me alone. It's not so. I remember the testimony of that my friend. I don't like telling you, but I'll tell it again today. God called him to preach. He had a comfortable job in a bank, being paid a lot of money. God said, this is the place that you are. It's not where I want you. You better leave the place and start preaching. He said, I'm sorry, sir. Oh God, are you listening? I'm sorry. I cannot live by begging. I cannot live by waiting for some people to contribute money before I eat. I can't preach. God said, okay. Then at Idodia, he entered a thing going to somewhere they call Idogo. How he fell from the train, nobody knew. But the train cut off one hand. It remained one hand. Thank God it was the left. So the right was still remaining. While he was in the hospital, the Spirit of God came again and said, do you still want to preach? Or shall I cut off the second one? I said I will preach. Now he's preaching with one hand. Amen. God will prefer to do that to him. Not outside wickedness. God himself will prefer to do that to him if he finds that he will not be serious. Many who are here this morning, maybe will never have become prayer warriors if not for the one or two witches in the family, or one or two people who poisoned their food.
They
became serious. And then God was able to use them. Then while they are serious, then what God wants to do with their lives began to do. Let me ask you the question again. How many of you want God to use you? Shout
hallelujah.
One day in a service like this, as a prophecy, hear the word of believing God. You that brother, do 3 days dry fast so that you won't get into trouble. The man said, no, I don't believe. I'm not fast. And he did not do the fast. But within a week to that prophecy, he was already in prison. They found some troubles with him. They went to his bank account, found large amounts, couldn't explain how he got it, and that was it. The man spent 3 years in jail. The man came out. Immediately he came out, said, I want to become a pastor. That's nice. He went to the Bible college, studied. It was so poor at his table was a small plywood that he places on his lap. That's what he uses to write. He could not afford a table, but he went to the Bible college, got out. When he got out, one day they gave him his first sermon in his church. He didn't need the Bible to preach it. He had passed through the school of experience. By the time he finished speaking that night, most people didn't want to go home because he had passed through a rough school. God allows some people to fail the examination because they're not serious, and God is asking for seriousness. Some people, God knows that this woman, promote my husband. If I promote the husband to DG or governor that she's asking for, that is the last time you are ever going to see this one in the church. Yes, she won't come again. And anytime she comes, she makes sure she ties the kind of headgear where it will be difficult to see the preacher. You are sitting at her back. And God sees all this. You see the pride in the heart. So it's taking his time. But once you learn the principle that God wants to use me, he wants me to get out of certain things so that I can move in certain areas, then you understand. When you understand this, spiritual power comes. The anointing comes upon you. You become the kind of person God wants you to become. I'd like you to close your eyes. This morning's message is for those who are serious with the Almighty.
Who
are concerned about the way their spiritual life is going. I want you to cry to the Lord like this. Oh Lord! Anyone shake all the shakabish in my life.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Some believers are like the baby eaglets. Who will not like to get outside the nest.
Because
their mother has been feeding them there. They want to be baby all their lives. But it is not God's plan for us to remain as babies. Some believers are spiritually lazy. Spiritually fat. And they like it. The fret, the fuss and grumble. Anytime there's a little problem, they prefer to visit prophets. To visit visioners. Those who are supposed to be helping the minister, they are wasting his time with small, small things that are not relevant. It is not good when old members take up the minister's time. Such old members are guilty of souls. If God can find a group of people who will fast and pray and do the work of God, regardless of criticism, they are ready to fast and pray. Regardless of criticism, they are ready to live holy lives. They are ready to suffer the inconvenience.
You
will send them hundreds of converts.
You
see, I will give you an advice. You are better working and be ready when Jesus comes, then for you to be lazy, and he comes, and he tells you that blood is in your hand. Say, but Lord, what did I do? So well, you allow so and so to perish, you allow that to perish, you allow this one to perish, you allow that to perish. So therefore, blood is in your hand. There are many believers like that. Blood in their hands because they are allowing others to perish by remaining at the baby stage all their lives. When you are baby Christian, you cannot mount up with wings like eagle. It's not possible. You are a baby. So let me ask you my second question this morning. Do you really have a burden for souls? For the Lord's work? If not, when the trumpet sounds, you'll be left down here. You don't have a burden for soul at all.
It
is better for you now to try to be doing something for the Lord. And in doing it, make a few mistakes here and there than for you to sit around and do nothing. Group meetings, some people do not come. Our fellowship, some people do not come. They just come for Sunday, Monday, Wednesday. Sometimes it's only Sunday. Sometimes it's Wednesday. Sometimes it's Monday. Sometimes it's just power must change hands. Any other thing they're not interested and they are doing absolutely nothing to serve the Lord.
That is
the person will not be able to mount up with wings like ego. On the day of Pentecost, the house was filled with God's power. And it was not so hard for those people to be filled. God is looking for a church with that kind of atmosphere. And he will send people to them from far and near. And some say, I have the Holy Ghost. And I'm okay. No. The fact that the Holy Ghost is in you, you should not be satisfied. Because there are other areas where God wants you to work. So find out what God wants you to be doing. And start doing it now. Although God can use an educated man, he will not depend on his education. In fact, the truth is this. All of us need to be educated on how to move in the Holy Spirit. God has done a lot for so many people coming to this fellowship. But the question is, what have you done for him? Amen. The Bible says the eagle renews our youth. Sometimes after a long time, and the wings are old, the eagle goes into hiding. When you won't find the eagle at all. And why the enemy of the eagle cannot find the eagle. And then it begins to grow new feathers. New wings. And then starts to fly. It is not gospel for you to start serving God after you have suffered or you have pissed you here and there. Begin to do so now. The time to obey God is while everything is going on well. You should not wait till you get into trouble before you start praying. Too many people get into trouble before deciding to be serious for God. And the moment you start to disobey God, the person walks away from blessings. My prayer this morning is this, that the Lord should help His people to obey Him while everything is going on well. Our God should help His people to obey Him when they have a good job, a good home, family, children, everything. Our God should let His goodness lead us to repentance. So these are the questions this morning. You shall mount up with wings like
eagles.
And then you shall start walking. And not be weary. You shall run. And not faint. God, in most cases, will have to upset so many of our systems so that it can get at us. And if you don't wait for Him and do what He wants you to do, He keeps allowing these disturbances to come so that you start moving towards where He wants you to move. The eagle mounts up with wings. I'd like you to close your eyes. The second prophet, I'd like you to pray on
sickness.
Oh Lord. Anything hindering your purpose in my life, bring them out now.
In
the name of Jesus. The question this morning. So I want to mount up with wings like
eagles.
What is the most important thing for you to do?
You
want to mount up with wings like
eagles.
You too want to run another unit. Want to walk and not
fail.
The simple thing is this. Stop playing games with God. Stop playing games with God. Very sad. And sadly too, a lot of Christians are just playing games with God. Many, although are adults, they sit there like children, spiritually. The person is externally an adult, but inwardly, a spiritual baby. It's a serious problem in the house of God. So forgive us 10 memory verses. You don't know it. How long have you been again?
It's
1 year. What a tragedy. What is salvation? It is living well now. Doesn't understand. What is redemption? Does not know. What he wants to do is to pray fire prayer and receive miracles and go. He playing games with the Almighty. And he will take that from you anymore. The time is coming now when you really have to know your God in order for you to be expert. And if you don't know him, you shall be exploited. Many babies around, they are not greeting me. They are not greeting me. They are not greeting me. Should I greet them? Childish spirit.
You know me?
They were the first person to say that I should shut up. And because of that, I stopped talking karapata. Childish
behavior.
Yes. I've received somebody as my husband. The Lord said, the name is Kola.
Kola.
So, and since I do not know which one of them it should be, this is why I am moving with three colors at the same time. Later, I will know which one.
It is
childish spirit. When your outlook towards life is still the same as when you first got born again as a child, it means you should put away childish things from your spiritual life so that you can grow. Paul got to a place where he noticed that he was becoming childish. He stopped acting childishly. He grew up so much. You.
Then
you want to mount up like a
baby.
If you have seen a baby, then you are playing games with God. When you are in the house of God, 6 months, 3 months, seen a baby, you need to grow up. If not, you are playing games. There are some people now, they may be hearing me now. Husband is sitting somewhere else, wife is sitting somewhere else, they come to the same fellowship, yet they are not in speaking
tongues.
The wife is a baby, the husband is a grand baby. Many of them are there. They come. Amen. So if they are here like that, then just looking for trouble from the Almighty. Many Bible characters take them with God. God was speaking to Moses.
But
he said, yes, Lord, but I'm not able. I'm inferior. I'm afraid. I have this problem. I have that problem. We want God to use us, but we are afraid of failure. We fail to see that God will equip you once He has called you. God wants to relate to you in a more adept level. He has tasks for you to perform. So you have to grow up and stop being childish. There are many people like that. And I want to point out to you, and one of the greatest headaches today
in
the Christian church, that there are too many babies who have refused to grow up. Adam played game with God.
Adam is our
shifting blame. The oldest game ministry. You gave me this woman. If you didn't give me this woman, my life will not be like this. That's what he was telling me. If God has given me a different husband, I would have done better. If I had been born to another family, I would have done better. But it's too late now. You're already inside of it. So why don't you grow up? And stop quoting what you should not quote. Can you the offering that God wanted? That's the wrong one. Jonah was a grown up man.
Because
he was angry from God. So you see, there are Bible characters playing games with the Almighty. And God didn't have it funny with them at all. We have to pray that the spirit of the baby must depart. And if you are here, you really have people you don't greet. You are not interested in seeing. People you are not, you don't think you want to associate with. Something is wrong. Somewhere. You need to grow up. If the house fellowship leader and the pastors who waste their time and is used for evangelism, is settling quarrels. Yes? What did they say? Then they said this. They said that. They said you. They said this. They said that. Then you said that. Do you have any witness? I have 10. You? Seven. And the poor pastor sit down, listening to them all day long, while souls are perishing. God will not have it easy. This baby Christian, wasting the time of God's minister. Think about it, beloved. I pray that God opens your eyes to see your mark in His book. When you see
somebody,
for several things
has
gone straight away. You become unprovocable. You just want to do the work. And you want to be serious with it because of the seriousness of the matter. I don't want to talk too much about this, but I think we should pray more on these kinds of things. When God begins to point out to
people,
baby number one, adult number three, baby number three, adult number four, grow up! Get away from that level. Hey, they are winking at me.
I want you to see me.
You see? How are you gossiping about me?
I'm not sorry.
Who is me they are gossiping about?
I'm not sorry.
And so? You should gossip about you.
I'm
not sorry. You
think that you're important?
We have to get out of that level.
And like the crew,
you should be the salt.
I don't know.
Church, where we are, to make the place better. You should not be the one dragging the place down. Dragging the place down. You should not be the kind of person. Somebody looks at you. Excuse me, is that your house fellowship? Is that where Susan and so comes? Yes. So is there any other one in this area? I don't want to go to that one. Something is wrong. This is becoming a stumbling block. One way or the other. Paul said, I will eat no meat, that drink any wine, or do anything that will make my brother to stumble. And the Bible says, if you make another person to stumble, it is better to try a stone around the neck of the person and throw the person into the sea. To mount up with wisdom, and every childish spirit must go. People must grow up. Let us rise
up.
All eyes closed. None of us have some adjustments to make this morning with the Almighty. If you don't want God to be rocking the boat of your life, rocking it, then you have to comply with the divine intention. I'd like you to do some thinking. Ask yourself questions. Am I where God wants me to bring the spirit? Am I the cause of trouble in my family? Am I an uncompromising person when it comes to peace? Am I ready to forgive all your
family?
Am I ready to forgive my husband? Am I ready to forgive my wife? Am I ready to go back to that family that I abandoned? Am I ready to look inward at myself? Instead of saying, every time I see so and so, I'm attacked. So I will run away. Every time I go to see my wife, I am attacked. Because of that, I will run away. Are you ready to look at it in another way? That's the Bible says, touch not my
neighbor.
Are you able to look at yourself and say, where are the others when I take into my life? Every time I enter into a particular place, I'm attacked. Are you ready to look at yourself? But why? Should you think you'll enter? When you begin to ask correct questions, then you get answers. But if you're going to be pointing a kissing finger,
where
is your voice? Because of you. Because of that. Mounting up with wings like it would be impossible. This is the truth of the matter. There are many people here that are supposed to be prophetesses. They are still playing games. They are busy punching more holes into their ears instead of removing the one that they
have.
They are busy cleaning off their lips and face inside the car. And putting it back when they get back inside. Prophetesses who are playing games with the Almighty. No, you wonder why he's locking your boat. We begin it gradually. But when we pray about miracles, we don't want gradual miracles. We want an explosion of miracles. But you want to be serving God gradually. Well, you will depart from the school of anger. And the school of touching women that are not your wife all over the place. And smiling the smiles of adultery. When will you look that one?
Will you stop deceiving
yourself? When the Almighty is saying, I want you to mount up. Come up on the mountain. Come up on the mountain. Why do you want to remain in the
valley?
When he's calling you to a higher ground. Move on.
Okay.
To the higher ground. Depart. From the valley. Become God's friend. God to love you. Where you hear him.
Where
you hear the way you are hearing my voice now. You hear him.
Oh my God.
Get away from all of you. Why you talk all kinds of rubbish you want to your husband, and you talk all kinds of rubbish you want to your wife. You are going to leave it for us.
I'll go, that's okay.
It is very clear that there are many spiritual vultures just waiting for some people to fall down.
Oh, do you care? Well, what should you do then?
So they can eat them up.
Call it Jawano.
And if you allow them, they do so. There are many of them around now. Crying about in this last day. Spiritual vultures. Drinking the blood of unserious Christians. Making them to fail. And doing all kinds of havoc in their lives. The question is, do you want to allow this to happen to you? If the answer is no,
you
have to set up yourself before God. Set it up before the Almighty. That's why you are here this morning. You really say you are on the mountain top for God? Examine your heart.
Will
you really be comfortable? If Jesus decides to leave your house for 1 week and manifest your activities, will you be comfortable in his presence?
Are
there things you will stop saying because Jesus is around?
I won't call you.
What if he opens your fridge?
Because
it's your bedroom. Begins to look under.
Because
it's your wardrobe. What will you find in your house? Will you find candles?
Yeah, you bad, Bella.
Incense? 6 and 7 books of Moses?
Well, okay, major Moses.
Evil altars?
Sacrilege?
Deceptive prayer clothes?
I saw it on Adura.
Will you find those ones there?
Yeah, you bad, one yembe.
Do you want to go back to the Old Testament?
Oh, yeah,
when God has given you freedom.
Nobody will go. All of you follow me now.
I like it to raise up
your voice. Go, go, go.
Waiting to drink my blood.
Don't let that in my journey
fall down and die.
See me like you.
Open your mouth and tell her. Every period of darkness. Clear the way from my side.
Amen.
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 The reason I'm asking you to pray like
that. Just go back, brother.
This.
Only.
Isn't it the wonderful? When God opens your eyes, you can see. So what is happening?
Your
place of work, the life of your children, where you are, your
environment.
But if there is darkness all over the place,
do
you see anything?
Oh, no, you go.
Every fear of darkness.
Fear of darkness.
Fear of
darkness.
In Jesus' name, pray.
Amen.
Every dead area of my spiritual life. Receive life
by you
in the name of Jesus.
No,
don't pull your mouth and pray like that. Now there is this powerful spirit.
That
I like us to pray against.
Now we can pray for you.
It is called anti overcomer spirit. Anti overcomer spirit. It came upon Samson.
Oh, by the Samson.
And was cut off.
Come
upon Saul.
Oh, by the Saul.
Was cut off.
Okay, kuro.
The man that prophesied before
and just tell it, tell
it. Ended up with a witch.
Every
anti-overcoming spirit.
Doctor,
my life is not your candidate.
I am the issue.
In the name of
Jesus.
Because we want to spend time with this prayer point. Sit right. And don't allow your sitting down to affect the intensity of your prayer.
Always. Oluwa.
I'm waiting for service. We're talking about those who are serious with the Almighty.
I'm sorry, I want to say something with Lord.
Oh Lord!
Oluwa!
I'm waiting for service.
Yeah, me for sure.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, with God, yes.
Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and ask for the Almighty. Yes. Yes. Wonderful God, we thank you.
Hello, I'm not a lawyer.
You promise us.
Oh, she ready for
the day that wait upon you.
I want to do it here.
Shall we know that? That's
what I want to say.
That power to wait upon you.
I do it here.
Let it come upon our lives now. In the name of
Jesus.
The power to mount up with wings as
you.
Let it come upon our lives
in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.